Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fourth week after the Sunday of Trinity Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 through 19. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac shall your offspring be named." He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. Our scripture lesson comes from John chapter 15, verses 4 through 5. "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Someone may wonder how we can reconcile what Jesus teaches in the gospel with our frequent contention that works count for nothing with God and play no part at all in obtaining a favorable judgment from him. How does it come to pass that the very opposite seems to be set forth by Christ in this gospel? Christ says, "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you." The gist of all these statements seems to be that we must gain God's favor for ourselves by means of our works, and that by our works, we must win God over so that he is merciful to us and forgives us. We, on the other hand, have always been most emphatic in insisting that it is faith alone that achieves all this. Note well, then, that St. Paul, with the whole testimony of Scripture, oft repeats on his side, insists on the necessity of faith, that we must have dealings with God through pure faith alone. Hence, you must understand passages like the ones which we have here in our gospel as teaching that works are the proof and verification of faith. If I have faith, then I must be merciful, refrain from judging and condemning, forgive, and give to my neighbor. Let us pray. Grant us your grace, O God, that we may always demonstrate the genuineness of our faith in abundant works of mercy towards our neighbor for Christ's sake. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.